Thank you for calling Coach Sport. My name is Tyreek. How can I help you?
Yes. I'm sure that you're not the person charged, but I'm on the other line holding Costco because of fraudulent emails you all are sending out. And you're sending an email as if it comes to Costco with a bunch of items, and it's not from Costco. And I have been charged for items that I did not authorize or buy on my credit card.
Well, what's your zip code?
70115. And to make matters worse, items that I did not order have come in the mail, so I didn't like a return authorization label.
What's your first and last name?
What's my what?
First and last name.
My first name is Sharel, C-H-A-R-E-L. My last name is Katz, K-A-T-Z.
And for security purposes, can you verify your email address?
I'd rather not give that to you because I don't know where you got it. That's something between Costco and you.
Yes, ma'am. So I would need you to verify some.
And if I verify it, what's going to happen?
Well, I can assist you with what you was ordered.
Okay. It's cwcats@bellsouth.net.
Thank you for that. I do see that what was ordered was a smartwatch and earbuds. And I do see that you already talked to an agent. They did give you an RMA number to return the product.
But I want a return label. I'm not paying for something that I did not order and authorize.
Yes, ma'am. We don't give.
I got no email confirmation. I got no email kind of confirmation from you all. It's just a scam.
Yes, ma'am. So we don't do return labels.
When will I get my credit card? Because I'm on the phone. I've disputed online with them. As you can hear the other phone, I'm waiting to speak to Costco because I'm sure they've gotten more than one call about how do you all think you can authorize using a Costco picture in your email?
That I am not sure.
Well, I'm not paying to send these items back, but I want my credit. I did not order these items. I got no confirmation from you all. It's just a scam.
Yes, ma'am. So for you to get the credit back, you will have to send the product back.
Well, I'm going to take that up with my credit card company.
Yes, ma'am. Thank you for calling Customer Support.
What is your name now? What is the company now that you're using? What's the company's name?
We're a customer support. We're just a third-party call center.
Third-party for what company?
We just call center. Third-party call center.
And you don't have a company that you work for?
No, ma'am.
I'm sure you do. You just don't want to say it.
No, ma'am, we don't.
What about the return address on the item? You're not familiar with that?
We do have a return address, but I see the agent didn't give the RMA number and the address to send it back.
The agent didn't give me any address to send it back.
Okay, I can give you a return address, send it back.
And what's that address?
105 Sarah Way, which is S-E-R-R-A, W-A-Y, number 179, Mill Peters.
179?
Yes. Milpitas, M-I-L-P-I-T-A-S, comma C-A for California,
uh-huh.
And the zip code is 95035.
Okay, and who is in unit 178?
Well, it would be Focus Watch Tech.
Okay, so you all are in cahoots with this scam.
With a third party call center, yes, ma'am.
And you say that, I just want to clarify, I don't know if your calls are recorded, but I want to clarify so I can communicate this with my credit card company. I, even though I did not authorize this purchase, and even though I did not get any confirmation of any kind of a fraudulent purchase, I won't get credited unless I pay to mail these items back. Is that correct?
Yes, ma'am. It has your name and your email address on this account.
There's no account. I didn't open an account. Can you close the account?
You won't be charged anything, but for you to get a refund, you had to send the product back.
Well, I'll take that up with my credit card company and see if they tell me that's what I have to do.
Yes, ma'am. Thank you. Thanks for calling Customer Support.
And I better not get another charge from you all. Is that understood? Hello?